We're doing the book of Hosea. We're up to, it's called the 10th chapter, the 13th Pasuk. The Navi had been telling the Jewish people, if you'd only lead a righteous life, if you'd go down the righteous path, things would go well for you. If you'd plant righteousness, then you'd reap the kindness that is the fruits of righteousness. And if you'd seek out Hashem, if you'd set time in your life to seek out Hashem, you'd find yourself at peace until God comes and blesses you from above. But, says the Navi, you have chosen not to do that. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Charashtem reisha avlata ketzoteim achaltem periha chash. But rather you have furrowed, you have plowed with wickedness. Remember, he is describing their lives as a field. He says, if you'll only plow righteousness, niru lachem nir, plow for yourself a correct plowing, and you'll reap the crops of righteousness. So he says, you have not done that. You have plowed wickedness. Avlata kitzaltem, and so you have harvested falsehood, you have harvested wickedness as well. Achaltem perichachash, and you're eating the fruits of your lies. Kivatachta bedarkecha berov giborecha. And the reason behind all of this, the reason you refused to do tshuva, is because you had faith in the might of Egypt, in your peace treaties with the Assyrian Empire. You were certain that those brave warriors would stand by you at your time of need, and therefore you didn't feel like you needed God in your life. Ki vatachta bedarkecha, you had faith in the path you chose for yourself, the path to go down and make peace treaties with Egypt and the Assyrian Empire, berov giborecha, with your masses of brave warriors. Vikam shaon be'amecha. And so the Navi says, the perils of war, the sounds of war will come to your nation, v'chol mivtzarecha yushad, and all of your storage houses will be plundered, kishod shalman beit arbeil biyom milchama, like the warrior Shalman plundered the territory of Arbel, and when he plundered that territory in the day of war, he murdered mothers in front of the eyes of their children. A mother was sliced in half in front of her children. Rutasha, Kishod Shalman, like the plundering of this warrior named Shalman. Shalman is the name of a person. Beit Arbel, he destroyed the family of Arbel biyom milchama, at the day of war. He destroyed Emal Banim, mother in front of her children. Rutasha was stabbed and sliced in half.
And this interpretation in English completely
right.
There were peaceful people.
Right. That's how Rashi learns also. Kishod Shalman, Rashi learns, is like people living in peace who are suddenly plundered, Beit Arbel, when they're suddenly ambushed, Biyom Milchama, on a day of war, right? Kacha asalachem Beit El mipnei ra'at ra'atchem. So says the Navi, this is what Beit El will cause you. This is what that calf which you bow before, that calf in Beit El, is really there to harm you. That's what it will cause you. It will cause this evil. The evil paths which you have gone on from the time you established that calf, that's what the fruits of those paths will be. Bashachar nidmo nidma melech Yisrael. At the onset of his kingdom, the king of Israel will be silenced. When Hoshea ben Elah, the last king of the Israeli Empire, will have been king for 6 years, his kingdom will be uprooted, and that's when the Assyrian king will come and bind him. Ki na Yisrael va'ohaveyu umi Mitzrayim karati livni. When the Jewish people were at their youth, when they were still in bondage in Egypt, I loved them. And from the time they were still in Egypt, I already called them my children, and I sent them my prophets, and I called them and said, return to me. Kareu lahim. And they called them. And the more they called them, kein alechu mipineihem. A direct correlation, says the Navi. The more they called, the more they ran away. La be'alim yezabechu v'la pesilim yekaterun. They brought their sacrifices to the Baal. They brought their incense to the idols. The more they called, the more they ran away. Now, the Navi here is alluding, it would seem, to our history. Back in the time of Mitzrayim, Hashem asked us to leave our idol worship, and we didn't listen back then either. Hashem says, "Ki na'u Yisrael," from the Jewish people's youth as a nation, "va'ohaveu," I love them. "Umi Mitzrayim karati livni," and from way back when they were in Egypt, I called them my children, and I called them and I asked them, "Come close." "Kar'u lahem," but the more my prophets have called them near, "Ken halechu mipneihem," by the same token, they walked away from them. They turned their back on them. Pasuk Gimel, "V'anochi tirgalti le'Ephraim, kacha malzero otav." God says, I got Ephraim used to this behavior, that they're carried on his shoulders, so to speak. God says, I gave them good leaders, I gave them Moshe, I treated them like a child that's spoiled. V'anochi tirgalti le'Ephraim. I got Ephraim used to this relationship, kacham al zerotav, that they were taken on the leader's arms, so to speak. V'lo yadu kirefatim. And they don't take note that I'm the one that keeps healing them and saving them from danger. I've given them such good treatment over the years, they forget that I'm the one doing the miracles for them. V'chavlei adam emshechem ba'avotot ahava va'eyelahim kimrim me'ol al lechayim. I drew them near, God says, with soft ropes, like ropes that you'd pull a human with. B'chavlei adam imshachem, with ropes that are used to pull a human being. I brought them near with soft ropes. Va'avotot ahava, with ropes that you pull someone with love. Va'eyelahem, and I treated them kimrimeol, like someone who has mercy on the cattle as they're plowing. So he lifts the yoke, kimrimei, like la'arim, like he who lifts all the yoke off the animal, so he shouldn't carry the weights, it shouldn't be so hard for him. Alechehem, from above their cheeks, ve'at eilav ochil. And I turn to him to feed him as he's plowing. Hashem says, I gave them mitzvos, but I tried to make it as easy as I could on them. I tried to give them everything they needed so that they'd succeed in performing the mitzvos. Lo yashuv el eretz Mitzrayim v'ashur hu malko. They should not have returned to Egypt. God said, I took you out of there, and I promised you you'd never have to see them again. You shouldn't have returned to make peace treaties with the Egyptians. V'ashur hu malko, and is the Assyrian Empire their king, that they should fight their wars? Why is it? Why is it that they've refused to come back to me? And they've made these pacts with the Assyrian Empire and the Egyptian Empire, as though the Assyrian Empire was their king. Why? Hashem says, I'm here for them, I've been here for them from the onset, so why do they turn to other forces for help? Hashem says, and so therefore, v'chala, and there will begin to settle cherev, a sword, the arav among their cities, v'chileta, vadav, and she will destroy their branches. Bad is a branch. Chileta, she will destroy, the sword will destroy their branches, all the brave warriors, v'achala, and that sword will consume all around, mimatzotehem, and this is the direct product of all their plotting, that they thought to get help from other nations and they didn't think to turn to Hashem. V'amit Elohim limshuvati ve'elal yikra'o yachad lo yiromeim. V'amit Elohim, and my nation is hanging in doubt, limshuvati, wondering, should we return to God or not? And they are waiting for me to turn to them first. V'amit Elohim, my nation is hanging like the scale that can't decide which way to sway. So too, they're hanging and they're undecided whether to return to me or not. And they're waiting limshuvati to see me return to them first. Vel al yikra'u, and even though the prophets call out to them and say, return to Hashem, for He is the one that's above everything, the El Al, and to the one that is above all, Yikra'u, they call Him to return. The prophets call the people to return to El Al, to the one that's above everything, Yachad lo yiromim, but among them there is no one who is willing to exalt Hashem and return to Him. Yachad, among all of them, lo yiromim, there is none that's willing to return and exalt Hashem. Eich itincha Ephraim, amagincha Yisrael. Hashem says, in spite of all that, I've had mercy over you, Ephraim, and I've said, how could I give you over to the nations? Eich itincha Ephraim, how can I give you over to the nations? Amagincha Yisrael, how could I give you over to their hands? Eich etincha ke'adma asimcha ki'tzvoyim. How could I give you like earth that's plowed, that's overturned? God says, so to speak, I love you so much, I can't bear to see your suffering. How can I give you into their hands? Even though I say return to me and you refuse, you say you come back first. Nonetheless, Hashem says, how could I let you go? How could I let you be tortured by the nations? How I can't, so to speak. How could I let you, asimcha kitzvoyim? How could I let you be like tzvoyim, is one of the nations of the Sodomite Empire. You know, we have Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvoyim. Those are the four nations that were overturned. So, asimcha, how can I place you, kitzvoyim, like the nation of Tzvoyim that were overturned? Nepach alai libi, yachad nichmeru nichumai. God says, in spite of the fact that I've angered at them, my heart overturns, my heart tosses over to have pity on them. Yachad nichmeru nichumai. All the traits of mercy and compassion that are within me, all of them have been aroused, and they've come to overturn, to get me to have mercy on my people, even though there's no reason to have mercy on them. They've done nothing to merit this mercy, but the love overcomes the reason. And so, ne'epach alai libi, my heart, so to speak, overturns. I must have mercy over my children. Yachad nichmeru nichumai. We'll pick up here, Be'ez Hashem, next week.